Well, this allegedly picks up the GPS, so it should be within 10 seconds, I think.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just read this out first before we start. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available by the Council's website. Please also note that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. This use of any images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. Right, thank you. Welcome to everybody, welcome officers, and good to see you all. Could I start with the apologies?
So apologies from Councillor Hamilton and Councillor Meir, and Councillor Ashcroft is subbing for Councillor Meir.
Okay, thank you. And that's why I'm here, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Minutes of the previous meeting. Confirm its correct record in the minutes of the meeting held on the 19th December 2023. Who was here? If you can, there are two sets, which is the main meeting and then there's the one not for location. So if are we okay with both of those?
Yeah.
We'll be here, so I'm not here, really. Are we okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Clergy of Pedinian interest, another priest with interest and members with interest. Has anybody got any interest for tonight? Thank you. Questions under the committee procedure 12.8. No questions, I hear?
No questions.
Thank you. And we go on to the substantive motion, which is the annual leave proposals and report by the Director of Finance and Governance. Anna, are you doing it?
Or I am. Well, I'll start, yes.
Yeah, top lady.
So obviously the documents are all included. Essentially it's a proposal to change some of the arrangements for annual leave. And that's set out into five different segments. We've consulted with the trade unions on this. And we're at the final stage really to get an agreement. So I'll go through just as a resume of each of the points and then obviously if you've got any questions.
Brilliant.
So we've currently got two different annual leave years within the authority and we're proposing to put everybody onto the same annual leave year just to aid processes in the background and so that all staff are on the same leave year. So the proposal is to move the staff that we've got less on to join everybody on the greater grouping. So that means moving the skills groups, operatives, they're currently on April to May leave to join the rest of the staff on the June to, it's the 1st of June start leave year. So through doing that, they'll obviously run on a 14-month annual leave year for the forthcoming year to then put them in line. We're also looking to move all staff to have their annual leave allocated in hours as opposed to days. We currently have part-time staff, their leave is in hours. But to give greater flexibility and to work better with the agile working policy that we've also got in place, the proposal has been to move all staff to have annual leave in hours as well. The third point is August Bank Holiday Tuesday, the extra statutory day, which Charnwood as a council still have. One of the minorities now that still have that day is to make that day a normal working day for all staff, but that day will be added on to staff's annual leave year for them to take when they choose to take it, as opposed to having to take it on that Tuesday following the bank holiday. The other point is half day closure, the last working day before Christmas, which is something new that's sort of been informally arranged since Rob became chief exec. He sort of allowed staff to finish around 1 o'clock as his gift to everybody for their hard work during the year. But as it's become a bit more of a norm, a lot of staff have sort of disputed that they have to work so they lose out, or it's a non-working day for them so they've lost out. So it's become a bit more not as easy to manage as it was originally foreseen. So the proposal is to give staff the equivalent of half a day onto their annual leave. For those that have to work that day, they're seen to have to take it off, whereas those that it's a non-working day, or they say, for example, work in CCTV, who don't actually can't finish at 1 o'clock, they will gain that leave as well, so nobody's actually losing out. And the fifth part of it is buying of additional annual leave. It's something that we've received a number of inquiries around over the last couple of years. So the proposal is to introduce the buying of annual leave policy to allow staff full-time equivalents to buy up to 2 weeks, so 74 hours leave a year, and then prorated for part-time staff for an equivalent of 2 weeks. And they put an application process in for that. If the service need allows them to have that additional leave, then they pay for that leave over the coming leave year then, so they pay for it on a monthly basis. So we put this as a package to the trade unions as a whole. We didn't want it as a pick and choose. It had to be a, you know, there's quite a lot being gifted to staff there, but equally Rob was very keen to actually open on that August bank holiday Tuesday as well, because he's seen that, you know, we need to meet the public needs and expectations. So it was seen that to do that, we did it as a whole. So we're at a point where that has been agreed. So that's the resume of where we are really and what we're looking to get approval on.
Thank you. If I could just start off then. Do you want to go first?
No, yeah, you go first.
So I know, what's the reason for going 2 hours instead of the normal?
It makes
and
it
is this, so, and is this something that everybody's going to, or are we sort of one-off now?
A lot of authorities do it.
Oh, okay.
More so as well since we moved to agile working, because obviously staff's hours can change on different days of the week. So, you know, some staff say work different hours and they might only need 2 hours annual leave because they've accrued some time, or they work less hours that day. They don't need to book a half a day or a full day's leave. So it gives people more flexibility to how they use their leave. Or they might just have an appointment in the afternoon and they need to leave at 3 o'clock, but they didn't need to leave at 1 o'clock. You know, so it just gives everybody that greater flexibility to actually utilise their leave more beneficially.
Another authorities are doing that now as well.
Mm. Yeah. And the other thing probably is more of an admin or a process point of view, but at the moment half of our staff do have their annual leave in hours anyway, so all part-time staff have their annual leave calculated in hours. So at the moment we've got a situation where some people get it in days, some people get it in hours, so yeah. Just generally we thought being consistent across the whole workforce was appropriate. Mm.
Okay. Jenny.
Thank you. I don't have a problem with any of it, and I'm very pleased that the trade unions have come to an agreement about it. I would only ask, you know, if you can buy 2 weeks holiday and you want to buy the whole 2 weeks and you just happen to be in a really work demanding situation, I don't know, the 2 weeks before an election and you're in electoral services, how do you negotiate, would you negotiate that with the person,
yeah,
with the member of staff, and say, you know, this is the worst possible time you can take it?
The approval for the granting of the buying of any leave will be down to manager and head of service discretion.
Yeah.
And if it's not seen that those service areas can allow that, those members of staff, you know, say there's 5 or 6 doing a very similar job and they all want to buy leave, you know, a decision will have to be made whether the service can allow that, and equally to what point within the year then they can't take leave will also be part of that consideration.
Okay, that's fine.
I appreciate that there is some staff working every day of the week, but if Christmas Day is a Sunday, so Saturday for most staff wouldn't be a normal working day. Does staff still get the extra half?
Yeah, it's been put in as the last working day before Christmas, so it doesn't fall
right, so
on Christmas
is,
Eve.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had that happened actually this year, last year. It fell on a Friday, I think, and Christmas Day was a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still, they still got a Friday. Yeah.
Anyone else? before I have another shout. Sorry, yeah, Ian.
Yeah, just wondering, you're moving to the hourly from the day, half day. So, and presumably most people are actually full time, so it's more people who are now moving. But the other thing I was just wondering about the interface, are people going to understand the new system and booking in hours rather than days?
There's been a lot of work gone on in the background day to update the iTrans system, which records the annual leave, to work in that way. One of the considerations actually was through the IT employees, because they've got so many different attachments to how they have to attach the terms and conditions for how people's annual leave is deducted. Through doing it this way actually simplifies the processes that are in place, because there's not so many different processes. But then as part of the implementation, we'll be putting out obviously guidance for staff on that and getting them to understand that actually a week's now 37 hours and not 5 days and that sort of thing, yeah.
Okay, and so just my concern is most people are used to doing it a certain way, whether the interface that they're interacting with now,
If they book, say Monday to Wednesday, it will automatically take off the right amount of hours to accommodate those days if they're booking them as full days as opposed to just specific hours per day.
Okay, the other thing ultimately, and I didn't quite understand where you're moving the people to the 1st of June start date, you've got 2 months which have fallen into a hole in a way, because you said you can't extend the current year.
Yeah.
So it was, again, whether there's any issues there, whether people understand what's happening with that period.
No, one of the HR team, he's been going out to the skills groups, do something called Toolbox Talks, where they have like a team meeting. He's been going out to the Toolbox Talks and addressing their questions and queries directly with them. So they'll do April to May will be as is in days, and then from June they'll move into hours, so they fully understand that. And equally, obviously, during that 2 months they may have overtaken 2 months leave, because they've got the year's allocation. The system will automatically adjust that when they then move on to the 1st of June. So it's all the work's been done in the background by IT.
Okay, great. And just overall a comment, I think moving to a consistency across everything is a really good idea.
Yeah.
The only thing is with these systems, the only concern was whether you're likely to be any hiccups or not.
Yeah, we've hopefully overcome all those hiccups.
I know, it never
many grey hairs later, we're in a much more positive position with that, yeah.
Okay,
as some will hence my frustrations.
Okay. My maths was not very good ever. So if we could turn to page 14 and look at the grade, where we took in the grade 1 skills and stuff. And it's taken out 23, which are what I think of days, and it's put 262.7 hours. Mm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that relate to, the 262.7 hours, if we were looking at days again? Are we added in the bits to the... Was it 30 days or whatever?
It's the 24.5 days, because it was 23 plus the 1.5 for the half-day Christmas closure and the bank holiday Tuesday. So that's the working hours equivalent of 24.5.
Okay.
It's actually, I think in fairness, it's 7.14 hours per day.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Right. Yeah, so that's why I couldn't.
So if you want to sort of multiply 23 by 7.14,
That's why I didn't do it very well, did I?
No.
Okay. Is there anything else that anybody wants to say about this before we go to the recommendation?
I just think it's a very positive move. I think it helps employees at little or no expense to the focus. That has to be good.
Yeah. And just
there is a small buyout here which we sort of use to smooth it over. So the unions they raised a point that some people who would typically have worked on the what I would call the bank holiday Tuesday, they were getting enhanced rates. So
and it's going to cost about $3,000.
Correct. Yes. So we're giving for all affected staff, it's £50. But of course, there was a question of what road they were on. So it's sort of roughly you would assume they'd work sort of 1 year in 3. I imagine in reality some of them worked every year and some of them never worked, but or that it's...
I think we did the calculation today, actually, it's 2,500.
2,500, is it? Depends on the... It includes, it's £50 each, plus obviously our own costs are quite significant, yeah. So...
Well, the payment to staff will be...
Two and a half. Okay, so it's about that... It's about that, depending on who's on the payroll at a particular point in time, but it's around about that.
Just as a compensation, really, because they won't be getting the enhancements for working that Tuesday moving forward.
Yeah. Just for tidying up, the contents will be all sort of...
Yeah, just needs that accepting all the change.
Okay. Thank you. Right, just going to recommendation then, which is that proposal relating to the annual leave would be in relation to changes to the annual leave year, recording annual leave in hours, the extra Saturday day for August, Tuesday, and a half day Christmas closing for the last working day before Christmas, number one. And two, that the leave agreement policy be amended, including the addition to the policy for buying additional leave. Are we all okay on that? Could you just have a show of hands?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that is about it. Just for future meetings, the next meeting for us is the 18th of June 2024, and that's it. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.